Wade Ranthke with the Chief Organizer Report. Please, bus migrants to sanctuary cities. Put your head in your hands for a second, because this is almost mind-blowing. Yes, we're talking about the latest confusion about the Trump administration's immigration policy, or policies, or whatever you would call this mayhem and mess. Over recent days, word slipped out that some of the rabid, mouth-foaming aides like Stephen Miller wanted to put migrants and their families crossing the southern U.S. border with Mexico onto buses and pack them out to so-called sanctuary cities. This was supposed to be punishment of some kind for these cities because of their unwillingness to act as unpaid local police force for a fraught federal immigration policy. Everyone involved at ICE, Homeland Security, and the White House then denied that this was a policy recommendation or anything more than some crazy spitballing fueled by too much caffeine. Just fake news by a biased liberal press. In short, never a real proposal, just a wild hare, until President Trump, who increasingly is infamous for never rejecting a bizarre proposal if it can divide and inflame his base, seized the idea as his own and started insisting that, yes, roll up the buses, send the migrants from South Texas and Southern Arizona to sanctuary cities, at least do so for several news cycles. Here's what I say. Call his bluff. Please, please, President Trump, send these desperate migrant families seeking asylum, opportunity, and safety to the cities of America, especially sanctuary cities, where they will finally be supported and cared for with the historically generous and open-handed spirit of the real American. Get them out of tented detention centers, hot and dusty, or repurposed Walmart stores in South Texas, and let them go with their jobs, social services, and people who know that we need new workers and fresh blood to build America. Let them come to the cities that have been built and welded together by immigrants for generations. Let them go anywhere as long as you get them out of border detention camps. Some mayors of U.S. cities have the right idea and have condemned Trump's attempt to use migrant families as political pawns in his bitter, hateful, demagogic campaign posturing. Mayors in Chicago, Philadelphia, and other places like Montgomery County, Maryland, that have large immigrant populations have said, "Hey, Mr. President, send them over here." Cities and towns throughout the U.S. are crying for population to fill jobs, students for schools so they won't have to close, customers for stores, and families to pay taxes. How about putting a welcome sign on the city limits in these communities so that the Trump buses know where to pull in, stop, and unload families to a real home rather than a prison camp? Make Trump do the right thing, even if for the wrong reason. Let sanctuary cities be real sanctuaries. Please. This is Wade Ranthke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.